Gather round, grunts and riggers, because it's time for sacrament meeting with Bishop Damaster, with the story of how Joseph of Egypt is the ultimate story of the deviousness and destructiveness of women's deceit. Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair! Excuse me while I'm...
Oh, he's got to put a little bit of cut my balls in there.
Yeah, I got to spice cut my balls in my herbal tea.
Oh, that bottle of Kraken looks brand new.
It is. It came from, you know, the booze fund.
Hell yeah.
And listen,
yeah.
Thank everyone out there who sends money in here for booze. It goes into a booze fund.
Yes.
And we buy stuff for, you know, the bar.
Needless to say, it is not being wasted.
No,
well,
it's not.
No pun intended.
And I appreciate every cent you guys send in.
Yes. And Kraken rum is definitely some of the best out there.
Yeah. And we've had fans actually send us alcohol, which was awesome.
Yes.
Especially this mead. Holy shit.
But with that being said, we do have, as I mentioned in the introduction here, an email that was sent in as a super chat by Demaster 12, and it's a little history lesson about the deviousness and destructiveness of women's deceit.
Ah, yes.
Are you ready to go and take a dive into history? And with that, I just triggered every...
Half the population. Yeah. Do we care?
It should be herstory. Well, if you actually studied language, you would know that that is not... what that word means.
Well, actually, if women ran the show, it would be a hiss or hysterectomy.
Yeah, hysterectomy.
Because it would destroy the planet.
A women. If you are sick and tired of Hollywood's brainwashing in disguise and the insanity is just too much, we've got the answer for you. And it's completely free on Tubi. Not So Sane Entertainment presents their greatest hits, complete with cyberpunk conspiracies, hilarious hotties, lady lawmen, zombie babies, and cameos by some familiar faces.
You want to give them the right to vote?
It's a right provided to them by the queen.
Her, she's a whore.
So begin your odyssey away from the dreck of Hollyweird and enjoy some good old-fashioned entertainment for a change. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. Let's dive right into this little history lesson here.
All
Joseph.
Right.
Joseph was the 11th of 12 sons of Jacob, who was later renamed Israel, the son of Jacob, son of OMG, original man of God, Abraham. Joseph and his brothers hated each other because of Jacob's unapologetic favoritism towards Joseph, and because Joseph kept boasting of having dreams that he would rule over his brothers and they would bow before him. Even the eldest Jude didn't like him that much, although he did try to play mediator between them all. One night, his brothers got so sick of Joseph's, "You'll be sorry when I'm ruling over you," flexing, that they threw him in a well and took turns guarding the lip.
Huh.
Well, I mean, if you boast a little bit too much, your brothers are going to let you know where you stand in the scheme of things. Like, oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, let's see. There's four of us and one of you. Care to make a wager? Jude had every intention of letting Joseph out and giving him the knife hand. Have you learned to shut your suck hole? But before it was Jude's turn, his other brothers sold Joseph off to traveling slavers en route to Egypt. And now this is where we've reached the point where it's gone too far.
Yeah, wow.
Jude was beside himself, but the damage was already done, so he faked Joseph's death by tearing his cloak and covering it in sheep blood, and then presenting it to Jacob, to which he tore his clothes in lament.
That's a mourning thing.
For Joseph, being sold into slavery, sandblasted away his delusions of grandeur. He got to work like his life depended on it. His upstanding ethics earned him the favor of his master, Potiphar, and the two became as close friends as a master and slave could be. Unfortunately, Joseph also caught the attention of Potiphar's wife, who is unnamed in the scriptures, but who I will refer to as Thotiphar. But I'm sure that's neither here nor there. That's pretty damn funny.
That is good.
Thotiphar. Thotiphar began to lust after Joseph, but he kept turning her down. One day, Thotiphar cougar pounced Joseph, and he noped out of there harder than Usain Bolt accidentally stumbling into the 1928 Democrat National Convention. That's the one where they invented the Triple K Foundation.
Yes, it is.
But it's those evil far right wingers. They're the real istophobic, right?
So they say.
So they say. Thoughtafar, being overwhelmed with guilt, confessed her sins to... Psych! That bitch lied and coerced all the other slaves to testify against him. The enraged Potiphar hashtag believed the women and had Joseph imprisoned. And it was only their former friendship that held Potiphar back from having him excommunicated, if you know what I mean.
From the planet.
But women don't do this.
No, of course not. Believe all women.
No.
Too.
I mean,
yeah.
There's not a mountain of evidence going back hundreds of years proving beyond the shadow of a doubt that when a woman wants to cheat and gets caught, she will lie and claim rapé.
Uh-huh.
And she will get a cadre of simps or frenemies to come to her aid.
And men have been lynched over this.
Yes,
this is serious business.
I mean, if you really want a more contemporary example, let's look at Norma McCorvey, the eponymous Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, lied about getting gang rapéed by a group of stunning and brave BIPOCs in order to justify her abortion.
That's right.
And despite the fact the entire case was built upon admitted perjury...
It still became a law of the land for about 40 to 50 years.
Yep. Setting a dangerous legal precedent of legislating from the bench, which was just recently overturned. But it's our right.
And it was basically brought into the light of law based on a very, very small minority of women.
Yes.
And they took that inch and they made it a mile all the way to the point of killing a child up to, 30 days after it's born.
Oh, that's some evil shit.
And, in fact, the guy who started all this family planning crap, he was all for eugenics.
That was a chick. Margaret Sanger basically pushed Planned Parenthood out there as a eugenics experiment to exterminate the BIPOC community from within.
Correct.
Which definitely has worked because now it's, 61% of black deaths in any given year are abortions.
That's right.
Totally, the party switched sides.
You're going to have to do a lot better than that.
You know, because gun control has always been a Democrat thing. Planned Parenthood's always been a Democrat thing. But, the original impetus, that's totally different now because welfare crumbs and more reasons.
Yes. Yes. Or vagina.
Yeah. In other words, suck my taint. While in prison, Joseph met the butler and baker of the Pharaoh himself, who one night had disturbing dreams, which Joseph interpreted as the Pharaoh would forgive the butler but execute the baker. Joseph's interpretations came true, and when the butler was pardoned, Joseph had the butler promise to put in a word for him to the Pharaoh. It wasn't until years later when the Pharaoh had two haunting nightmares that the butler remembered to honor his promise. The Pharaoh summoned Joseph, who interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams as there would be 7 years of unsurpassed bounty, followed by 7 years of the worst famine the land had ever known. And the only way they would survive was to spend the 7 years of bounty preparing for the famine.
Uh-huh.
The Pharaoh gave Joseph a full pardon and put him in charge of the conservation effort, and soon Joseph rose through the ranks until he was second to the Pharaoh himself.
Outstanding.
This is the perfect culmination of it's who you know and who you blow.
Well, also, no matter how bad the circumstances are in your life, if you're still alive, there is a chance to crawl out of that goddamn hole.
Well, we can't do that anymore because of evil capitalism. We need socialism to balance the scales in order to make sure everyone is crushed under the thumb of law fairly and equally.
Yeah, you want to get equally crushed and fucked. I got it. What was I thinking?
It's proof that Jesus died in vain and legally changed his middle name to fucking...
About a decade later, years into the famine, Egypt had become the largest hub of trade and commerce in that part of the world because they were the only place with food. Joseph was personally attending to food trades, and who does he come face to face with?
His brothers.
His brothers.
Ah.
So much time had passed, they didn't even recognize him.
Uh-huh.
Joseph did.
Paybacks are a bitch.
As they bowed before him.
Ah!
The ultimate vengeance is living well.
Ah, yes and no. Listen.
Sometimes the ultimate vengeance is vengeance, and that's why you can buy administrative violence by clicking on the link tree in the description.
Absolutely correct. If you are tired of waiting around for Karma to do its business, maybe you can give a little push.
Yeah, you can give Karma a jump start. Yeah. Administrative violence is the car battery and the jumper cable.
And none of it's illegal. It's unethical. But you're not a lawyer, so it doesn't matter.
Well, there you go. Just take that car battery, hooked it up to Karma's nipples, and heave-ho.
There you go.
Like that scene that was cut out of the book American Psycho. It wasn't filmed, where like Patrick Bateman electrocutes a chick by fucking zapping her nipples with a car battery.
Oh, wow.
Nasty.
That'll kill you.
That'll definitely take care of business right there. Or if it's in Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2, you get this. After having a quick moment alone to get a handle on his overwhelming emotions, Joseph went back to business with his brothers, simultaneously playing both good cop and bad cop, testing them to see if they were still the same douchebags who sold him into slavery.
I'm sorry. There's no forgiveness for that.
Well, I mean, he definitely made the best of a bad situation.
I know, but still.
Given that.
I would never, ever forgive nor forget that betrayal.
Oh, I understand.
That's about as bad as it gets.
But I will say this. It does show you that sometimes what feels like the worst thing in your life at the time can be an opportunity. Yeah, it depends on how you handle it.
It literally could be you as the piece of iron being thrown into the furnace, and then they beat the absolute living shit out of you to shape you into something better.
Yep.
You hate it while it's going on, and you don't appreciate it until after it's done.
Because you're getting burned, you're getting beaten. But then you can come out of the other side of it shiny, sharp, and ready to cut a bitch.
Yes, you can.
He eventually gave them even more food than they came to trade for. But Joseph framed the youngest and Jacob's second favorite son, Benjamin, for theft, then sent the guards after him.
Ooh.
So it begins. Joseph mused, having been enslaved for his crimes, only for a Jew to beg to take Ben's place, appealing with the story of his lost brother that was sold into slavery, and now he had regretted not sticking up for him more and failing to let him out of the well in time. Joseph, unable to keep up the act anymore, collapsed into weeping before them and revealed to them that he was none other than their lost brother.
Oh God, someone's gonna die.
They were terrified of his retaliation.
They should be.
But he forgave them all on the spot, saying that now he realized this was all part of God's plan, that this was all so Joseph could end up in Egypt to save them all from the famine. Word of this heartwarming reunion soon reached the Pharaoh, and he was so delighted to know that his number one guy had such a large extended family that he invited them all to move to Egypt. Most of the time, it doesn't work out like this.
No. I myself... Mm-hmm. If I was on the receiving end, I would not move my ass to Egypt. I'm sorry.
Nah. Egyptian hoes.
Well, no. I mean, you don't. Listen, if you're that effed up and you do that to your brother.
Yeah.
Then he says he forgives you. I would take that as at face value only. I would not be like, okay, we're all going to move into an area that you have complete dominion over. Just for caution's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
I would literally be like, I thank you for your offer, but I respectfully decline.
Yeah, because at any point after you accept that offer, if you step wrong,
you are 100% under the boot heel of another person.
Yeah, they're not going to know where the body went. Now, I said all that to say this. The 12 sons of Israel moving to world's then largest economy allowed them to grow into the 12 tribes of Israel, who hundreds of years later, Moses and Aaron, with the power of God, led out of Egypt. This led them to become the nation of Israel, which led to Judaism and eventually to Christianity. As for Joseph, every single one of the major prophets in the Old Testament were of Joseph's lineage, including the foster parents of none other than Jesus Christ himself.
Wow.
Of which his foster father was named after Joseph of Egypt. Joseph is one of the most important men in Heavenly Father's divine plan of salvation for the atonement and eternal life of mankind, perhaps second only to Jesus Christ himself, and all of it was nearly thwarted because some lecherous fuck monkey Quantaha, who wasn't worth the squirt of ejaculate her father wasted to make her, levied false rape accusations against him.
Wow.
There is not a single story in all the scriptures that does not contain explicit and or implicit messages that the Lord is trying to impart to you. And the message God is trying to say with Thotifar's part of Joseph's story is immutable. Never take a woman on her word alone, even on matters as grave as rape. Now, in fact, especially on matters as grave as rape.
And I'm going to be honest, our forefathers, when they set this country up, That's pretty much what they wanted. Let the evidence and facts do the talking. Opinions and anecdotal evidence is just that. It's not facts.
Yeah, that's why we have a thing called due process, which to, you know, certain leftoids is just a pesky thing that needs to be overlooked because my lived truth, my feelings. Yeah. And, you know, even if it is a completely false allegation, you should just take it on the chin and learn from the experience, right? Yeah.
Of course.
All of the destruction and mayhem that I'm about to wreak on your life about something that never happened in the first place, you should just learn from the experience and let me walk away scot-free.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
How about F no?
But it doesn't matter how bad it really is. It matters what you do with it.
Correct.
Once you're there.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how deep the hole is, unless it's 6 feet deep and you're on the 19th hole. Fine.
Yeah.
But you can climb out of it.
Our whole divorce industry turns men into these, like I would say, slaves.
Yeah.
I mean, quite literally, a woman makes an accusation or even says the three magic words, I'm not happy.
Yep. Two-thirds.
I've seen guys lose their houses, plural.
Yep.
Cars, plural, paying 70%+ of their take-home pay to this woman who uttered those three magic words. And these men literally are stuck in that loop.
Yep.
And sometimes for the rest of their life.
The false allegation thing. We know from research that two-thirds of allegations levied against men in family court are false.
Straight up.
And it is the go-to nuclear option, oftentimes pushed on the soon-to-be ex-wife by their attorney just to make things easier.
That's right. That is reprehensible.
So, you know, you never, ever take anyone, male or female, at their word. Facts, logic, and reason, and evidence come first.
Absolutely correct.
And if you don't like that, you probably voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah, and you get what you deserve. Throughout all of history, we've seen the same crap
over
and over. It seems to recycle over and over again.
Why do you think they're so eager to burn the history books now or alter them to make them more inclusive like they're now doing with Roald Dahl's entire bookography?
My God.
Yeah, you can't have ladies and gentlemen now. It's folks because, you know, ladies and gentlemen is too diminutive. It's not inclusive enough.
Yeah, and I hope to God that all of this woke shit just crashes and burns. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
I think everyone else is too.
Yeah. So we're going to leave you with that thought afar. And thank you to Demaster 12 for the email. If you guys want to send us your stories, please do. Linktree in the Meat Gazer box with a direct link to the email setup. Type us a message. Tell us what's on your mind. And if it's good enough, we'll do a video on it.
Yep.
See you next time.
Take it easy.